Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's Horse Training Seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
The grain markets were lower across the board today. We had corn down a penny, soybeans down 5 cents, Chicago wheat down 6.5 to 7.5, and Kansas City down roughly 8 cents. Looks like the July Kansas City wheat is going to close on the lowest level of the contract at $4.53, down 7.75. The cotton futures came back slightly here. December cotton was the last trading day today, so very little trade there. But the March now is the front month. It was up 29 cents at 72.80. The December 18 cotton is up 13 at 71.95. Seems to be a lot of interest in next year's cotton crop, and the way you do that is through the December 18. Hedge funds are still short the wheat and corn. They're short 120,000 contracts of wheat, 176,000 contracts of corn. So those short positions just continue to get larger. Soybeans were long about 48,000 contracts there. This afternoon, we've got the Canadian crop production estimates. That could have some sort of an impact. It's looking like they're going to be rather large numbers there out of Canada. And then tomorrow morning, we've got the export sales report. Early estimates for the exports are 1 to 1.5 million metric tons for beans, corn 800 to 1.2, and then wheat 250 to 450. That'll be tomorrow morning.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Live cattle and feeder cattle were both down over $1. The live cattle were $1 to $1.30 lower, and then the feeder cattle down anywhere from $1.70 to $2.20. Both of those markets have made substantial sell-offs here recently, with the feeder cattle making new contract lows, at least for the last couple of months. The technicians are looking at this market and seeing a head and shoulders pattern being formed. And we have broken through the lowest of the lows there on the head and shoulders. So a lot of the technical people are looking for the 135 area as support here. That was the low from the summer, 133 to 135 on the feeder cattle. Box beef at midday was down 226 on choice at 206.82. Select down 161 at 185.02. The choice select spread is $21.80. Feeder cattle index is still substantially higher than where the feeder cattle futures are. The index yesterday was 156.30, where we're down 146.10, so it's substantially higher than where the January contract currently is. On Monday, they caught Oklahoma City 1-5 lower. The cash market has traded yesterday from as low as 117 to as high as 123 and everywhere in between. It looks like it's 117 bid, though, and 120 ask, though, generally. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.